It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Looked this up, and the last time I think we have played this song was 3 years ago. But it was on this day, Flashback Today on a Veterans Day, 2025. We'll take us back to 2005 and a song by Trace Atkins. If you haven't, you may not have heard it. It didn't do exceptionally well on the charts. Came out summer of 2005. Second single from Atkins. Big album, Songs About Me. Hit number 16 on the charts. Didn't stay there for very long. We're talking about the song Arlington. And it's written by one Dave Turnbull. And it's sung from the viewpoint of a soldier. Killed in battle. Buried at Arlington National Cemetery. And by Trace's own comments, he says, quote, and Trace is never one to hold back his viewpoints, politically or otherwise, but Trace says this is not a war song. It has nothing to do with politics. This is simply a true story, and it is. Inspired by United States Marine Corps Corporal Patrick Nixon, who died in battle in 2003. Tennessee native, who died in battle of March of 03 after being ambushed trying to secure a bridge in Iraq. He was the first soldier from the state of Tennessee killed during the war in Iraq. And after meeting Nixon's father, the songwriter Turnbull was inspired to write this song. Well, Spencer knew Trace, and Trace knew of this song for quite some time and kind of just waited for the right opportunity, as they say, to go into a studio to record it. Along the way, another song came along and was offered to him, actually, called Letters from Home.
Oh.
Trace almost picked that one, but said, you know, this one's meant for me. Turns out that other one was done beautifully by John Michael Montgomery, of course. Pays tribute, homage, and respect to the people who gave the last full measure on this, to those who have served and those who are serving and those who never came home. It's Veterans Day with Hank.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old.